You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Hey, Almighty God, that is your name. Almighty God, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Everlasting Father, we thank you. Eternal Rock of Ages, we give you praise. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. We say to you alone, we return all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness in our life, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for us, O Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. You kept watch over us, Lord. You provided for us, Lord. Father, we thank you. You spared our life to this time. Lord, we give you all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes to your word, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for revealing yourself to us through your word. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have come again, Lord, to remind ourselves of your word, I pray, God, that you give us understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Breathe your breath into our spirit, man, for proper understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, you are welcome once again to this podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's been coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry. And we thank God that has brought us this far. And we thank God for the nations that are listening to this podcast. We bless the name of the Lord. It's not by power, it's not by might. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in my eyes. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, those who are sharing it. The Lord bless you mightily in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So, in the last episode, we were talking about, you know, beware of the company that we keep. Being cautious, being watchful of the company that we keep as we prepare ourselves to position ourselves to receive from God this year all that we presented before Him and all that He has in store for us this year. So as we position ourselves, things that we need to do in the beginning of the year, on the 1st of January, I started with renew your mind, a renewal of our minds, you know, to be set for the visitation of God in whatever area that we are trusting Him for. So renew your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So these are the things that we need to watch this year as we expect that God will visit us. All right. So then we moved on to, so that was what we treated last. Today, I want to move on to what I titled, Know the Word, Know the Word, Know the Word. The Word of God is, to me, the greatest weapon ever. Because when Satan went to Jesus never prayed. He didn't pray. Jesus attacked Satan back. He responded with the word, it is written. And that was the victory. The word, it is written. You pray. Yeah, we pray. But as you pray, see to it that you know the word. The Bible says that study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Yeah, rightly dividing the truth. All right. So that's my own, you know, paraphrasing. You can check it. Study to show yourself approved unto God. All right. So now, why do you need to know the word of God? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Study that as well and meditate over it. And then you know that the word of God is the only thing that the enemy cannot comprehend, because the Bible says that the word of God is light, and that light will shine in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. It's because Satan knows that a lot of us Christians don't know the word of God. That is, the word of God is not formed in us. That is, we do not understand the word of God. So some people can know but not understand. So a lot of people quote scriptures off heart. Yeah, they quote scripture when you say Romans chapter 12 verse 1, like me now, I know that I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, I present yourself, blah blah blah, and I finish it. Okay, but do you understand? Has it mixed into your system? Have you received it into the system to understand that you have been raised together and seated together with Christ in heavenly places? Do you understand that? Do you understand the mystery there? The word of God is a mystery. So it is the strongest or the greatest mystery that I found. It is the strongest or the greatest mystery that I found. Yeah? To defeat the enemy. You can pray in your understanding. You can pray in the way that you think that you should. I should pray against curses. Yeah, every curse, but if you pray against curses, you must be able to bring about the word of God that Satan cannot comprehend. If you pray against covenant, you must be able to bring the word of God that Satan cannot comprehend. Yeah? If you pray against stagnation, if you pray against the enemy guarding against you, you must be able to bring the word of God. There is the word of God for each or every situation that you want to think about. The Bible says that no weapon of the enemy formed against you shall prosper. Do you understand that? As that mixed with your spirit to have a proper understanding? Yeah, so we need to know the word of God so that the enemy will not take advantage of us. When the enemy knows that you don't know, then that's it. But when the enemy knows that you know, he will stay back. Yes, okay, let's look at the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, a very common one. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. I want to read it just as it is there. Hosea, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. What do we have there? It says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's the one I need there. You can read it to the end. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So when people don't know, Satan takes advantage of your ignorance of the word of God. Satan takes advantage of your ignorance as per your status in Christ. Satan knows that you don't know what redemption is all about. So Satan knows that you don't know the mystery of redemption. Satan knows that you don't know where you belong to in Christ. Satan knows that you don't even know the word of God. You can just quote the word of God, but you don't know. There's a difference between knowing and just quoting, knowing, understanding, mixing with you. You have a revelation of this word. I was saying something here the other day. I said that I was studying through the book of Ephesians. And I have studied this before, but this very day, I came to verse 24. And it was talking about true holiness and true righteousness. I never saw that. No. It never, my eyes never fixed on that. But that day, my eyes was fixed on. So, true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Was talking about true. So, there is a true holiness. There's a fake holiness or false holiness. However we put it. So I saw that day. The Lord opened my eyes to see that day, what is called true holiness. So if you are a Christian or a born-again Christian, I put it, be sure to know the word and be able to use the word against Satan. That's the only thing that Satan cannot comprehend. Once Satan knows that you know the word, he will stay back. And then you pray. Then, this is what I tell people. I said, when you know the word of God and you're able to dish out the word of God in the place of prayer, it won't take time. And your heart is connected. It won't take time for God to answer your prayer. And your faith is built up. It won't take time. It won't take time. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, know the word. Know the word. Why? Because the word of God is powerful. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word that has come forth. I pray much more than I have spoken. Lord, give us more understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Let not these words, O God, stand against us in the day of judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, thank you so much for listening. Please do share this message with someone and you'll be blessed the more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Until I come your way again on Monday, my name once again is Shola Daniel. Have a very wonderful weekend and stay blessed. Amen.